take it she has gone then. I'm guessing that it's Alfred that kept you here.
I sold myself for a mail coat and helmet.
That's what we do. We sell ourselves. This year, what you're giving to Alfred is not about a mail coat. It's about you. The bastard thinks, didn't I say? He wants more than a year's service. He wants you to help take back England. All of England. Of course, when the year's up, you could go back to the Danes. That would at least give me the chance to kill you. But what would you be? Who would you be?
From Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to The Last Kingdom with Mary and Blake. It's a podcast dedicated to The Last Kingdom on Netflix. So sit back, relax, and let's see how England was born. Welcome. My name is Mary Larson.
My name is Blake, and I could never, ever just watch you get on a boat and go. And just be like, yeah, okay, there goes, you know, the love of my life.
I mean, you've seen me do it on a plane several times.
Yeah, but you know.
But not like a boat for a very long time, and it's going to be like a year. I mean, people do it all the time, though, who are in the military.
All the props to them. Like, mm-hmm. that is something I absolutely could not do. Like, not knowing. Like, when I watched you go away to Bali or whatever, when I watched you go away to California, so wherever you went, I knew you were coming back. Like, I knew you were coming back. Everything was going to be fine. It was going to be like a week's time, although Bali was a long time. Bali was like a month, wasn't it?
Or longer.
Yeah, it might have been longer. That was terrible. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I knew you were coming back. This, Uhtred watching Brita just get on a boat with young Ragnar and be like, okay, see you later.
I love you. You're half of my life. Bye.
You're all my greatness and all my madness and everything all together.
Yeah.
Like, What are we doing here?
No chance. But before we get into this episode, we would love to remind you to hit that subscribe button to our podcast. Even if you watch this in video format on Facebook or YouTube, make sure you go to your podcatcher of choice and hit that subscribe button. If you are on Apple Podcasts, we would absolutely love it if you could leave us a written review. We do read every single one of those, and it just brings the biggest smile to our heart. Last but not least, you can go to maryandblake.com to see all the other podcasts and blogs that we have, and we want to take a special thank you to our friends at jointhenerdclan.com. If you are not yet a member there, you can join for as little as $2 a month. We have all sorts of perks, extra podcast episodes, early access, book clubs, you name it, we've got it, and that's the best way to support this mom and pop podcast. jointhenerdclan.com.
Oh, by the way, Mary, just want to let you know,
yeah,
two episodes in, still the number one Last Kingdom podcast.
Yay!
In the universe.
Thank
it goes
everybody.
To show you the all-powerful nature of the Nerd Clan.
That's right.
Nerd Clan, you rock.
Well, let's get into the show.
Well, this one was episode 103. Again, Mary, no titles for The Last Kingdom, just... No.
We don't have
numbers.
Time for that. Okay, we got to kill. We got to plunder.
Nobody got time for that.
Yes.
the director was Anthony Byrne. You probably don't know that name, but that's okay. Anthony Byrne has directed the show Mr. Selfridge, if you recall that show. Also, Upstairs, Downstairs, which is kind of like another version of Downton Abbey. Just, you know, it's like Downton Abbey Light, if you will.
Okay.
And also the show Peaky Blinders, which is a big deal.
Heard of
a
that.
Very big deal. He's also directed a movie called In Darkness that came out in 2018 with Ed Skrein and Natalie Dormer.
Okay.
So, not a huge moneymaker, just one of those niche thriller horror films. Just wanted to put that out there also. And the writer, of course, was Chris Bouchard, the showrunner at the time for The Last Kingdom. He has written the first three episodes of The Last Kingdom. That is that. Marvin, your Shields rating for The Last Kingdom, episode 103.
I'm going to give this episode a 4.6. I'm starting to, get more used to who is who, because these people have a lot of names that are very similar, or they just name their sons the same names. I'm sad because Breeda's gone, and Breeda had some hard things in this episode. I don't necessarily know where this is going, so... You know what I mean? Like, Uhtred now has his own little adventure that he has to go on. I don't trust the Saxtons. I'm still having a hard part rooting and loving somebody. So I know I'm going to get there. Because usually it's like three episodes in, and then in the fourth episode, I'm rooting for somebody.
I want to talk about that. So let's put, I hate this phrase, but let's put a pin in that.
How about you, Blake?
Let's put a pin in that. You know, Mary, I'm going to give you the same thing. It's a 4.6. 4.6 Shields for me. I'm really enjoying this show. I really care about Uhtred. I care about Breeda. I care about what's going to happen to both of them and the conflict that Uhtred has. Is he a Dane? Is he not? Is he a Saxon? Or is he just something else? Or is he just being dumb, right? And that's the major question here. And this episode, I think, takes a purposeful step back from the frantic pace of the first two episodes, because the first two, we were learning about all the different people, all the different things. There was battles, there was fights, there was killings, there was chases, and this one was definitely more subtle, more methodic, more character theme based than the past two. You're GBG though, Marvin. You're good, you're bad, and you're great.
My good is Uhtred's just like sassiness. Like he's like, yeah, I'm not a Saxon. I'm here to play, but play by my rules. And it's almost his youth. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
He doesn't necessarily seem like a teenager. I don't know how old he is supposed to
be. I'm going to say, like you said last episode, that when we first watched Jamie in Outlander,
he was supposed to be like 23.
He was like 20, 23, 24.
That's what I'm feeling like Uhtred is.
That's what I feel like Uhtred is as well.
Yeah.
He's like 23, 24.
Okay.
And he's like, he thinks he's invincible,
as we all did when we were 23, 24.
And he thinks he's smarter than everybody else. That's
the
thing.
But I kind of like it because I'm like, oh, I remember those days.
Yeah.
I remember those days. My bad, what is everybody's name? As I said, I don't know who's who. If you asked me people's names, here's what I got for you. Uhtred.
Yep.
Breeda.
Yep.
Father Bjorka.
Bjorka.
But exactly, I say it wrong. Alfred.
Yes.
The guy that wants to eat meat. Abba,
good.
G guy.
Guthrum.
Yep.
Good.
But see, I don't know his real name.
The fact that you even know it starts with a G, that's a big that's a big step for you.
G guy.
Ethelwald.
Owl, is it? Yeah. Oh, Ethelwald.
Ethelwald.
Why do I want to call him Owl?
You're thinking of Udda.
Otter?
Udda. O-D-D-A.
See, I'm done.
And then there's Young Udda.
Yeah, listen. Exactly. Young Otter. We're going to have Father Bjorka, Young Otter.
Old Otter.
G-Guy.
Warren G.
Arthur.
Alfred.
Exactly. So I've got a problem with names. This is my bad. Mary, I don't know who you are. I just know you're the guy that can't eat meat. Ubba's guy that begins with a G. We got Father Bjorka, a.k.a. It's fine. It's just it's not fine
because well,
I podcast
what it is? It's
about
just,
this, and I should know their
well,
names.
Well, you know, the names have always been a thing, I think, for you. For any show,
yeah.
Any show that we're watching. I mean, with Bridgerton, we couldn't name all the kids.
They all look alike.
They all look the same. They're the Jonas Brothers, essentially.
Seriously.
And
Which one's Nick?
It takes a long time, I think, to get these names, specifically because
they're weird names.
I mean, they're obviously some easy names in there, Alfred, whatever. But like Ethelwald, like that's
Otter.
Ethelred's the first king. That's his son. And then there's Udda, and then there's Old Udda, and then there's
and Uhtred. It wasn't even his real name in the beginning. He was some other thing, Ostrich. I don't even know. Anyway, let's get to my great.
Okay, Ostrich.
I'm still proud of Breeda. You know, she's such a strong woman, and she sticks to her guns. You know, she's like, telling Uhtred how she feels about things. She's not backing down. She's not just this frail woman. She's had a crush on him forever. Yep. We learned this, you know, way back when that she's got the hots for Uhtred. Not only just the hots, but she like really deeply cares about him. And yet she is very strong in her convictions, mm-hmm. and isn't, he's not trying to trick her, but he's definitely laying on the love thick in Absolutely. This episode. Like, don't leave me. I love you. He doesn't say I love you, but you know what I mean? He like makes love to her and he's just like there for her in different ways. And I just think that she's a very strong woman. So I just wanted to give it up for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. She's a really great character that doesn't take any crap from anybody.
She would be miserable if she stayed with him. She doesn't fit in. None of these people like her. They're straight up honest where it's like she's a hindrance.
Yeah, especially with Alfred's wife.
It'd be like marrying into an in-law family who hates you. Oh, wait.
Oh, we know what that's like.
Brita, get out.
Brita, I got you, girl. not me, Mary, no. Unfortunately.
Okay. You're right. GBG.
For me, the good. I'm going to add another character name to
you. There's a couple that like me.
I think there's one. There's two. I know two. Two of my family members like Mary. I'm going to add another character name to your bullpen of characters. Dear. Ready? I'm really enjoying like this kind of pseudo friendship developing between Uhtred and Leofric.
Oh, the knight.
The knight, yeah. Like the guy that's his buddy. I'm really enjoying it. Because Leofric is also a Leofric, whatever.
He reminds me of the knight guy who was Tyrion's friend, who would like drink and sleep around.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
From Game of Thrones.
Yes, okay.
Whatever his name was. Yeah. And I feel like that began with a B. I'll call him Brody.
It's not Brody. Definitely not Brody.
Because he's like a bro.
Because that's what, oh man, I'm gonna have to get that. We'll get that.
But he ends up turning on him. You guys all know what I mean, Game of Thrones friends.
Yes.
But he's like that. He's just like, oh, I'm a really good.
Bron.
Hey, see?
It did start with a B.
I know.
It did start with a B. Look at you. Hold on.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. Thank you.
There we go. Bron was actually one of my favorite characters in Game of Thrones. So
it makes sense that the Last Kingdom version of him, yeah, you also like.
I kind of like that. I like that no nonsense. Like, listen, and that's why I played that scene at the beginning of our podcast here, which was, you know, listen, you could go, mm-hmm. and you could save England and do the whole thing, or you could go back and be a Dane, and I could have a chance to kill you. Either one.
It's a win-win for me.
Which one are you going to be? You know, and I love this relationship that's evolving. And even how he came to Uhtred's rescue when Ubba went to go after Uhtred, like during the little powwow during the negotiations.
We don't say powwow anymore.
Oh, sorry. Whatevs. But Leofric comes over.
It's not whatevs. Just we don't say
it. He comes over and he defends Uhtred in a heartbeat, right? And he's trying to tell Uhtred, you got to be careful. Alfred thinks. He's a thinker. And he puts things ahead of you, and you think you're smarter than everybody else, and you ain't. So I really like that. My bad. There is clearly an ADR issue with Brita when she
ADR
the automated dialogue replacement. So like when if you and I were recording something right now, which we are. And I said something that I didn't like I said I said the word powwow.
Yeah.
Okay. What I would do if I was going to do
it's not PC anymore.
If I wanted to fix that, I would go back and record a new word, and I would say
gathering meeting,
and I would place event. I would place any one of those choices over the word powwow.
Brainstorm session.
Sure. But the problem, though, is that sometimes the easiest way to do it is that when you're shooting back and forth, you get what's called coverage. You get the lines from one person's perspective, and then you get the lines from another person's perspective. In this particular case, it was Brita talking to the guard when she was in jail with Uhtred.
Yes.
And the guard tells her, hey, why don't you shut up and learn your place? And she says to him, I will cut you from prick to head if you come over here and say that again. Wow. The problem, though, was her mouth did not say those words whatsoever.
It was like a foreign film.
It was like overdubbed. A foreign film. Okay. It was, and the ADR is her saying, I'll cut you prick to head, but she said something completely different. And when I mentioned the word coverage, is they were shooting this, you know, this scene from looking at Brita from the guard's perspective. And they must not have had enough coverage from Breida's perspective, because they can fix that by just showing the guard as she says that, as opposed to showing her as she says it. But for some reason, they didn't do that. And it was really bad editing. It was just really, really, really bad. So that is my bad. My great, though, is I think this is a little bit of a controversial great, not showing the battle. Not showing the battle between the Danes and the Saxons, where Guthrum gets his butt handed to him, and he has to retreat at the, you know, because at the end of episode two it lines up, and they're gonna have this battle, and the Saxons are there because Uhtred says, hey, you gotta go here. They don't show this battle whatsoever, and all they do is just show everybody coming back. And the king got impaled with an axe and he dies, and they show Guthrum meet up with Ubba. I really like this decision because it's so easy to say, we got to show another big battle. We have to. But in this particular case, they wanted, I think, to focus more on, okay, what is the result of the battle? What does it mean for everybody? What is the purpose? And how does this reflect on our relationships? So instead of spending 10, 15 minutes on this battle that we just, like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, like, the fight sequence. What matters is, how does this reflect on Uhtred? How does it reflect on Alfred? How does it reflect on Leofric? How does it reflect on Breida? And what does this battle do to our characters? And what does it do to set them on their course that they're eventually going to take? It's focusing on character and theme as opposed to battle and swords and sandals and shields and all that other crap. I mean, there is a point where we do get a training scene or whatever, but aside from that, I like the fact that they are focusing on our characters and the relationships that are there.
Cool.
So I do want to talk to you, Mary, about what we put a pin in. You don't love anybody yet.
No.
And I think that's totally fair.
Like, okay.
But my question to you is it because Uhtred is just dumb? Like, is it because he's so, I don't want to say arrogant, but he's, to me, his motivations are, I want wealth, and I want land, and I want to be an Elderman.
He's never done anything that made me look at him and say, you're an upstanding guy. You're a guy I'm rooting for. He makes me feel like he's the underdog. But there is nothing in him, aside from the way that he treats Breida, but now that's out the window, so like, what am I cheering for right now? He just seems selfish and stupid. Hot, stupid.
Hot and stupid.
Yeah. You know, it's not that he's bad. It's just he's a selfish bro at this point. You know, he hasn't, like, all I want him to do is, like, save a little old lady from a burning building or something.
Right.
Like, throw me a bone here. I want to get my kingdom back so I can save my granny. Or, like, I don't know. I just don't see anything valiant in him aside from greed and revenge, which is okay because he says that much, you know? So it's okay that I'm not rooting for him yet.
Yeah.
Not rooting for any of the Saxons. Honestly, like, the person I care about is Breida and Father Bjarka. And I just like Father because I think he's kind of nice.
And that's a thing, too, because Father Bjarka is definitely in a hard position right now because he is obviously serving King Alfred.
Yeah.
But he also has this loyalty to Uhtred, and he's just trying to get him to go along. Like, you're going to have to act like an Elderman eventually. You're going to have to watch your tongue. Like, could you just please throw me a bone here?
Yes.
And I think we as viewers, and I think this is why you don't like anybody quite yet, especially...
I don't love anybody.
You don't love anybody. That's more like it. And I think a big thing is that Uhtred's choices are his own and his own alone. Like, he chooses to be an Elderman with Alfred as opposed to sharing his life with Breida. Is that a problem for you?
I don't really know. I mean, why isn't he going after his pseudo sister who wore the Swan Lake makeup? Where's she? You know, like if you have family allegiance, why didn't you go out and find young Ragnarok or whatever his name is, Ragnar, or Swan Lake Lady? Like, I don't know, man. He seems clouded by revenge.
What do you think about the choice that Brita has to make eventually between Uhtred and Ragnar? Do you think it's the right choice?
I do. She's looking out for number one.
And what makes that okay, though, as opposed to Uhtred? Like, what makes her choice?
Uhtred's wishy-washy, okay?
Yeah.
Ragnar, he's a steady ship, okay? He's Dane all the way.
By the way, his ship's name, Ragnar? Yeah. Wind Viper.
Awesome.
That is a great name.
That is a ship you want to be on.
I want to be on the Wind Viper.
Yeah. So I just think she's hanging out with a more sturdy crowd, but also her people who appreciate her, who won't be putting her down the whole time. I think she made the right choice for herself.
Yes. Listen, I also want to just say this, just for the sake of saying it, acknowledging it, and moving on. There is a miscarriage scene in this episode. It is a very sensitive subject for Mary and I because Mary had a miscarriage in January, and I don't necessarily want to talk about it. So I just want to say, yes, we are acknowledging it. It's there. It was brutal. It was hard to watch. And I think the only thing I will say about it is it wasn't there for drama's sake. I really feel like it was meant to separate, or at least foreshadow the separation between Uhtred.
I feel like this was the curse from the sorcerer who sticked up his butt.
That that is
stoic or whatever. A story.
Yeah, there you go. You're getting it. You're getting the names, kiddo. Good job.
Stick S. It's a stick story. I'll remember that.
Yep. So I don't know. It was a very sad moment, especially as Uhtred says, okay, we're gonna bury and do the whole thing. So I just wanted to acknowledge it and say, yes, we know it. It's there. And thank you for having patience with us. And we're going to move on from that. There's a lot of, I think, the theme here is, and as Mary and Blake commandment is, a theme cannot be love or brotherhood or one word. It's that is not a theme. A theme is a central question. What is the central question of this episode? And in my thoughts for this episode, it is, what is loyalty? And what is a hero?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is Uhtred being heroic in sticking to his choice to stick with Alfred? Is he being loyal to Ragnar by staying
that Ragnar was like, well, you gave her word.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. We stick to our word. He wasn't upset with him, you know?
Right. Right. And I also like the fact that Ragnar does show up and he has this moment where he has to question Uhtred. Mm-hmm. Did you do this?
Mm-hmm. However, he doesn't say, bro, why are you teaching them our shield tricks? I saw you. I was on the hill, and you straight up showed them our coolest move.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Why would you hand them the playbook?
You're giving them the game plan. But again, that's the thing. That is, what is loyalty? Is Uhtred is in the middle of his life.
It's complicated.
And he has got some complicated things going on. And Leofric is right. This is not going to be just for a year. There's no way that it's going to be just for a year. Do you believe, Mary, that this will be...
I mean, if I were Uhtred, I'd have a countdown calendar. But he doesn't seem like he carries around a calendar in his pocket.
You know, the thing is I just don't... I know we're supposed to think that Alfred's, like, a flawed, but, you know, kind of a good guy.
I don't think that at all.
You don't think so?
No, he seems like a weasel.
He's a smart weasel.
He gives me Littlefinger vibes. Like, very smart, but like, I'm going to be the best chess player in this.
And I hate to keep making these Game of Thrones references, but it's fair. It's a fair thing to do. I was going to go kind of with Varys on this one. Not Little, because Littlefinger was always out for himself and making his own money and doing whatever he needed to do for him, because he had little man disease, right? Varys, though, was doing what he did for the betterment of the realm. And he had all these secrets, and he was making these backdoor deals, and he was outsmarting you all the time, except for season 8 when he somehow made very poor decisions.
No, the writers made poor decisions.
Thank you to David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. I feel like Alfred, he's always got something else. He's always got a plan. And he's always got something going on. I'm really believing Leo Frick in this one. Alfred, you're right, feels like a weasel. He's a weasel.
Yep.
And especially with his hair. I'm out on the hair.
1994 called. Justin Timberlake. Or Justin Taylor Thomas. Is that his name? JTT?
JTT, yeah. This is totally JTT. But like a slightly balding JTT?
Yeah.
Yeah. With an overly huge forehead.
Like he heard the 90s styles are back and he's like, cool, except we mean, you know, wide jeans.
Yeah. Wide jeans. Mary, you're the best. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm.
He's just a weasel. Let's leave him be. Goodbye.
Yeah. I don't trust him. And the thing that I know what is happening. Uhtred has this plan to, I want my wealth, I want my land, and I want to move on. I want to be an Elderman because that's my birthright. And that I think Uhtred, that is a positive thing, and that is a strength. But Mary, do you think Alfred sees that as a weakness and he preys upon that weakness? Like, you know, dude, I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to do what I want. And Alfred sees that and says, I can use this.
Yeah. I mean, Alfred's just playing chess. People who are conniving, that's what they do. They're like, what does this person care the most about? I'm going to keep talking about it with them.
Breeda,
and I'll make it happen.
Breeda calls Uhtred the hero of Wessex. But it, very sarcastically.
Yeah.
Do you think Uhtred's buying in on that?
No.
I don't think so either. I'm not. I don't think that he is. Mm-mm. You know, because he thinks he's using Alfred.
Yeah.
But God, man, I love Breeda.
I know, man.
I just love Breeda.
There she is on that ship. Bye, Breeda.
Another thing that I wanted to point out to you too is there are. The show is not taking a stance either way on Saxons versus Danes. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Like, I think they're being portrayed in.
I mean, if anything, I think it leans Dane. If you're a fan of Breeda, because the Saxons have been nothing but rude, aside from Father Bjorka and the Knight guy. Everyone's been kind of a jerk and judgy.
Especially young Otta, the way that he's conspiring with Ethelwald.
But then again, I mean, the Danes killed everybody and took Breeda and Uhtred as slaves. So I'm not in anybody's team. And this is probably why I'm having a hard time rooting for people. I'm
right.
Like, listen, I don't trust any of you. I've seen you all kill.
By the way, this whole controversy with older Otta and young Otta, this is coming to a head pretty quick because the older Otta, obviously, has allegiance to Alfred,
mm-hmm.
and he should, because that is what Ethelred's
the old king,
that was his chosen successor.
Oh, let's talk about Ethelred's son, the drunk.
Yeah, Ethelwald.
Yeah,
he is sleeping with pigs. By the way, that scene with like the cleaning up,
gross.
Oh man.
Really gross.
Oh, man. You know what?
Not great, Bob.
Something's going to happen with that guy. I'm all set with him.
Underrated moment. Underrated moment is when Ethelwald is walking through the alleyway and someone just throws their bucket of crap right on top of him. And he looks up like, what the hell, man?
It reminds me of New York City in the summer when everyone's air conditionings are just dropping all over you.
Yes, right.
You think it's raining and they're like, no.
That's
just New York City air conditioning.
Life. AC juice. one final thing I think I want to talk about, Mary, is there is one point that I like, that Alfred to me does seem like he knows what he's doing. And there, in terms of negotiation
taking
care of Wessex, taking care of what he wants to be.
He has a plan.
And he's very calm. He's very concise. He doesn't get, I think a testament to the fantastic writing for all of these side characters. I think each one of them have these great moments. Like, there is clearly a conflict between Guthrum and Ubba that's coming. Mm-hmm. Especially with Ubba, and we'd be like, hey, where's my silver? Where's my stuff? Mm-hmm. And Guthrum is trying to defend himself. And like, this relationship ain't going to last that long, in my opinion. But
because Guthrum looks at things logically.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to talk with the king, and Ubba's just like, just give us Uhtred.
Right. And the king, Alfred, is saying, oh, my guys are writing down all this stuff. Mm-hmm. They're writing down every single word. There's that great moment. He's like, well, okay, well, I want to say all these words.
Yeah.
But Alfred is right.
One of the things that I do love about this show is I think if we had to be Saxon or Dane, you would be a Saxon and I would be a Dane. You'd be like, oh, I love looking at all these things written in history. And, you know, let's like think this through. And I'd be like, oh, you write down everything I say? Fart.
Fart.
Oh, I see that guy I don't like? How about we just kill him and then we call it a deal? I mean, I wouldn't actually say that now.
That's true.
But I'm just saying, I'm like...
Which is funny because I'm Danish and you are from...
Yeah, but I'm someone who it's like, if I just won a war, I would say I deserve a party.
That's true. But you just got your butt handed to you by the
Saxons. Yeah, but I'd still be like, I still did a good job.
That's true. I mean, that's a fair point.
When I signed up for a 5K, I signed up for the kind that you get a beer at the end. I didn't get to do it because there was a pandemic, but I was like, all right, it's going to be pain, but then I will celebrate after. That's how I would roll.
Oh, man. The great thing I think about Alfred is that he is recording
King
history.
Alfred.
King Alfred. Very fair point, Mary.
There's too many people I don't know, so you got to make sure I have a little bit of an idea.
King Alfred is writing his own history, and he's ensuring that if he wins, his dictation of what history will be is his own. And again, this is another one of those things that guy's always thinking. Mm-hmm. Leo Frick is right, man. I am on the Leo Frick train. He might be my favorite character.
Uhtred needs to learn how to read and write.
Yes.
That's like priority number one.
I think that's a big deal. That is a very big deal. It should be priority number one. What would you say if you were in jail and someone just threw apples at you? Would you be like, I'll cut you prick to head?
No.
No?
I wouldn't say that.
Fair enough.
I would eat them.
Just right in their face. Anything else you would like to talk about this particular episode, Mary?
No, you know, as I said, I have a lot of faith in the next episode.
Yes.
It does usually take me this long to figure out my feelings, and I'm starting to understand who people are. I may not know their names, but I'm understanding where they are on their chessboard.
Yes, and some people are playing chess, some people are playing checkers, and some people aren't even in the room yet. Yeah. And that's Ethelwald.
Some people
not even
are
in the room. That's gonna
go
come.
Go fish.
Yeah, there's someone. Someone's playing go fish, and that's Ethelwald.
Yeah, hungry hippos. Or yeah. Something.
Yeah. By the way, only 8 episodes in this first season, Mary. So next episode will be the halfway point.
Okay.
There should be a big major turn for us at the halfway point. I look forward to seeing what that will be. It is time, though, for the destined to be take of the week. Do you got one?
No.
Okay. Well, you know what? Luckily, I do.
Good.
All right. So, listen, they don't set up all this time and all this effort for the relationship between Brita and Uhtred to just have it go away within the first 3 episodes.
Agreed.
They don't do that. She is coming back.
I mean, it's King George's song. You'll be back.
Yeah, right. Oh, you know what, Mary? That is a very apropos. Here comes the general. It's Washington. She's coming back. And she's coming back with young Ragnar.
Mm.
It's definitely going to happen.
I mean, I hope they shack up.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they do.
He's yummy.
He is kind of yummy.
Yeah.
Especially with the tattoo on his forehead like that.
Yeah. And he's like, you just saved all my silver for me. You want to get hitched?
Right. And I think that's also a great take too, Mary. That young Ragnar, there's your take. There's your destined to be
take.
Hook
up.
My destined to be take is that young Ragnar, Breida come back, and they are going to. I think young Ragnar is going to take over the rest of Ireland the way that he is intended to do so.
Yeah.
And he's going to move on to England. And he's going to say, all right, screw Ubba. I'm going to do what I want to do. And Ubba is believing all these people. And he's definitely, now that he has this this information from Uhtred that it was Kjartan that...
Yeah, he needs to go do some Kjartan
He needs some Kjartan time.
Kjartan cleanup,
yes. He needs that. And he's not going to stop there. And ultimately, Uhtred is going to eventually, I think by season's end, have to make a choice. He's going to have to make a choice between sticking with Alfred or...
King Alfred.
Or being with Breida and young Ragnar.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Okay.
I think he might have to kill Breida by season's end.
Ew.
I think he might have to do it.
So not cool with that.
That's my guess. I'm sticking to it. That is not a nuclear take, but it's pretty close.
I'm not okay with it.
I'm not saying I'm okay with it. I'm just saying that's the take.
Okay.
I'm not take bunkered. I can take retract if I need to.
If it
suits my argument better.
Okay. True.
As
you have
for
known
now,
to do that.
I've been known to take retract.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Let's. Anything else?
No.
Let's close this out.
So much once again for tuning into this, The Last Kingdom with Mary and Blake. Once again, this is supported by those of you who contribute at jointhenerdclan.com. If this podcast brings you joy, please head on over to that community. We also have a Facebook group where you can join. Just search the words Mary and Blake, click groups on Facebook, and you can join us there. We'd love to see you there. As for now, ladies and gents, I'm Mary Larson.
My name is Blake.
Destiny is all.